This is Pastor Walter Grotrian introducing today's edition of Youth Finds the Way. The topic for discussion this noon is the Christian student and the fraternity or sorority. The guests on the panel will be introduced by the moderator, Mr. Ronald Johnson.
Are you planning to pledge a fraternity or a sorority this semester? Then I would ask you to be with us today as we discuss the question, the Christian student and the fraternity or the sorority. Today we have with us Dr. Donald Defner, former campus pastor at the University of California in Berkeley.
Thank you.
Mr. Fred Hagemeyer.
Hello.
And Mr. Dick Miller.
Thank you, Ron.
In our discussion, we are going to be concerned with the social fraternity on the campus of the three types, the professional, honor, and social fraternities. Now, a social fraternity is a mutually exclusive group which organizes the social life of its members in a college or university as a contributing factor to the educational program. Dick, I would like to ask you to comment on this statement. Acceptance by the group gives confidence and a sense of belonging in an otherwise impersonal academic community. Fraternal bonds foster the development of close, intimate, personal relationships.
Well, Ron, I think this is generally true of those already within the group of the fraternity or the sorority. However, I think that a significant thing that we should should concern us now are those who are outside of the fraternity or the sorority group. In other words, what I'm trying to say is that I feel that those who often need the confidence most and who need this sense of belonging most are not those who are approached by the fraternity or the sorority. I think the fraternity and the sorority are primarily looking for people who are already socially graced and socially mature.
I know in my years at the University of California, I found this true. The fraternity or sorority is frequently looking for the person who can be the big man on campus, who is the big athlete, not the ugliest man on campus usually, who wins that type of contest. They want people who are political wheels, people who are very carefully analyzed in terms of background, sometimes how big a car do you drive, look at hours, and so on. And often the individual who needs this help most is squeezed out. Let me intersperse here. I think it's important that we discuss a topic like this frequently and openly because the Christian faith is something which is relevant to the whole of life. And we as Lutheran Christians are certainly concerned that the aspect of a collegian's life, if it's going to be in the fraternity or sorority, be something which is given very careful consideration and not just slept over, well, this is a private matter. People decide this doesn't really enter into the Christian faith. It may have a great deal to do with it, you see.
Fred? One of the difficulties in picking the individual for the sorority or the fraternity and concerning as concerns rushing and pledging, oftentimes the rushing and pledging takes place so early in the year, in the early part of the academic year, that the sorority or fraternity really has no real knowledge of the individual and so can't make an adequate judgment as to if it wants this person in the sorority or fraternity or not. The rushing period is too short and oftentimes it's too short for a mutual acquaintance and usually comes too early in a student's academic career.
Thank you for those views. Now, as concerns the religious aspects of the fraternity or the sorority, Dr. Defner, some of the social fraternities have rituals which are based upon religious principles. And the avowed purpose of this is to teach the meaning of practical Christianity through a secret ritual based primarily on the teachings of the Bible. Would you comment on this?
You know, I think it's a good thing that we come to this soon because some of the criticisms that we may have of individual fraternities or sororities as far as the social aspects are concerned may well be criticisms that people would level against the church, too, because in the church we maybe not at all times have reached groups that we should in the so-called lower classes or so on. But when you come to the religious here, we would have to ask the question immediately, what do we mean by practical Christianity? What does the word Christianity mean? It's bandied about so much. And our concern here would simply be, can this Christian student practice his or her faith fully, completely, at all times, without any compromise, without any lack or loss of integrity. This is the cardinal point.
Fred?
I believe that this is very important for us to stay with for the minute. I know of many sororities and fraternities in which it's the practice to, for example, in the religious program, to visit 8 or 9 or 10 different churches during the year. They'll go from one church to another. I think rather than fostering and promoting the Christian principles, in quote, oftentimes this promotes religious indifference because of the wide variety of religious teaching found in the various churches which the sorority or fraternity might visit.
Dick, would you like to speak to that question?
Let me throw something in here. I'd like to finish as a follow-through. It's not so much you might say that we are against people visiting different churches, but it's difficult to, in terms of the program of the church and being an active member of the church and communing regularly and being involved, not just in activism, but the quality of the church as an organism, the body of Christ, a living fellowship. It's difficult to do this on a college campus if people are going to be theological tramps flitting from flower to flower on Sunday morning because they have to follow this primary loyalty of the sorority when they go shopping from church to church. I think this is where the difficulty comes in.
Fred?
Another point I think we ought to bring up here is the fact that in order to overcome the various religious faiths as are held by the individual members of the sorority or fraternity, oftentimes in the prayers or rituals of the individual sorority or fraternity, rather than addressing God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, oftentimes God is just addressed as a supreme being or addressed as Father. In other words, the distinctive Christian flavor, as we might call it, of the sorority or fraternity is blanketed over with a kind of blanket acknowledgement of God as a supreme being or Father.
This is one of the things which would certainly concern me as I counsel a Christian student who says, can I or shouldn't I join this particular group? I wouldn't sign my name to a blank check. How can I sign my Christian name, you might say, to principles which are at best deistic or theistic, which are going to involve the obeisance, you might say, to some mythical Greek deity, and which are going to call for a primary loyalty to this organization, which in a sense implies a greater allegiance than that to my Savior, my Lord Jesus Christ.
Fred, would you like to speak on this question of the allegiance to the fraternity above all else?
I have a very unusual experience in regard to that. A dear friend of mine joined a sorority, and years later I asked the individual if she could tell me just what was involved in the ritual in joining the sorority, and of course she was not able to do so. I think oftentimes this is the problem, that no matter how close we as individuals might be to one another, the sorority or the fraternity still must be first in our lives above everything else. I think oftentimes this would only cut in on an individual's time and service as far as his church work is concerned.
In my 12 years in Berkeley, I believe I can say honestly that I could count on one hand the number of people in fraternities and sororities who were active in church work, and I mean doing more than just occasionally being in the Sunday morning service. Apart from the religious question, which may be involved in individual fraternities or sororities, we have to make this distinction. We're not making a carte blanche statement, or much less a condemnation of fraternities and sororities as a whole. But the big thing here is just in terms of time. There's so much time you can give to an organization. In our case, we're speaking of the church organism, the living body of Christ, and this is very difficult in terms of the campus program, making calls on other students, being able to take over the worship in our young people's program on a Sunday night, being active in the Bible class, helping the pastor in other ways in his spiritual activities. If the fraternity or sorority usurps this time, it's going to be very hard to have an active Christian worker in your campus church.
Dick, I know you attended the smaller college, not on the that did not have fraternities or sororities on the national level. Now, do you have anything to add to this discussion about allegiance to the fraternity, since you were a member of a local fraternity rather than a national?
Well, I think one of the great differences between a local fraternity and a national fraternity is brought about by the reasons why a national fraternity is excluded by the administration of a college. In other words, I think at the particular college of which I have graduated, the reason for excluding the national fraternity here was due to the oaths that one had to take. And I think looking at it from this aspect, we can at times deem our reasons for joining the local fraternity much more so above that of joining the national fraternity. However, this, I must add, depends entirely upon that specific fraternity or sorority and the specific reasons for establishing a local fraternity or sorority over that of the national.
Coming out of this discussion, I see really the cardinal principles of what it means to be a Christian that comes forth here. What do I conceive my college education to be? This comes right back to my question in relationship to my God. How can I best serve my God? Can I best serve him in the church, making my campus associations, having other relationships, maybe in a fraternity or a sorority? As long as my initial question, how can I serve my God best here on this campus, is going to be answered in a God-pleasing way. There are going to be many opportunities for witness in the fraternity or sorority, and many Lutheran Christians we know have been able to do this, and their faith has not been compromised. But this may not always be the case.
I think what we're trying to say here is that neither a blanket fraternity approval nor disapproval can be given a priori. I think it's important to note that counselors, parents, and students must know in advance the principles and character of the specific fraternity in question. And I think it's very important that a Christian ask certain relevant questions which we have discussed this day.
I believe it's important that we not have an anti-egghead, anti-intellectual, anti-higher education attitude with our heads in the sand. The church is part of the world, it's in the world. But we must never water down our integrity as Christians, even though we're part of the fabric of campus life.
Frank? I believe that one thing we ought to stress, too, is the fact that initiates of all fraternal organizations ought to declare that they may observe the fraternity's teachings or to be guided by the principles of the fraternal organization or governed by its rules of conduct, as long as these do not conflict with their allegiance to their home and their God and their church. The Christian student must recognize any inconsistencies between obligations assumed under the fraternity ritual and those imposed by Scripture, and then make a proper response when conflicts arise.
To join or not to join, which is the question we raised at the beginning, is not something that we want to finally decide here for each and every one of you, because we cannot legalize our stand on whether or not a student should join a fraternity. For this is not for us to do, but it must be left upon the mind and the conscience of the Christian student himself. Now, if the Christian student makes a thorough investigation of a specific fraternity ritual and the promises exacted and finds nothing objectionable in them, and if the moral character of the fraternity's personnel has been tested and proved, then objections to his affiliation may well be unwarranted, but if he does find things which are objectionable to it, then he will certainly, on his conscience, not be able to become a member of it.
That there are advantages and disadvantages to joining or belonging to a sorority or a fraternity. And these advantages and disadvantages must be weighed very carefully by the Christian individual before deciding as to if he's going to join or not to join a sorority or a fraternity.
We as Christians, like I said before, don't want to insulate ourselves from the world. We're here to be God's ambassadors to men, to tell them the precious story that God has visited this planet, as C.S. Lewis and J.B. Phillips put it, and has become a man among men to die as representative man for all people. We're not the only ones for whom Christ has suffered and died and risen again. We want to bring this message into all the corners of academic life. We don't take the church to the campus. It's already there because God is there. He's in the sciences, all of them. But sometimes this business of the individual Christian being in a group, whatever group, as a leaven, can also work the other way. The pattern with a capital P, I remember the one sorority where all 65 girls voted Democratic. The pattern with a capital P is a powerful thing. Mass think is there all the time. And without trying to cocoon Christian students from the others, he must be aware of the constant need of the intake of word and sacrament to be a little Christ among people who do not know Christ. This is our concern.
Thank you very much for a very enlightening discussion. Once again, our panelists were Dr. Donald Deffner, former campus pastor at the University of California in Berkeley, Mr. Fred Hagemeyer, and Mr. Dick Miller. Your moderator has been Ronald Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson, for bringing these guests to our microphone to discuss the Christian student and the fraternity or sorority. This is Pastor Walter Grotrian inviting our radio audience to join us again next week for Youth Finds the Way on Sunday, 12 to 1.